This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and we are currently on the road, leaving Atlanta. We had a great time in the glory this weekend. As you can see, I slightly lost a little bit of voice because of all the prayer services in between. And so 6 services in a row. And so I am not sick, but I did lose my voice a little bit from having a rocking good time. So in the glory with Jesus. So we are headed out, and I am not driving. Okay. But I was just giving my driver a pep talk to get herself ready. Because when I'm recording in the car, anytime I release prophecy, the glory shows up. And so I was having her prepare herself to be able to drive safely and not get so drunk in the spirit that we wreck and die while I'm recording this. So we can only hope for the best, you guys. See, so she's got herself ready to keep us alive while I'm recording. But I wanted to do it before I get going this week, mainly because I'm not going to be completely off the grid, but a little bit off the grid, ish. It doesn't mean I might not pop on with some cool things that might happen this week, but I am leaving Atlanta and driving straight to Moravian Falls. The Lord, for a while, has been calling me back to the mountain, and I had planned on coming over after Kenya, if I was in Kenya, but I'm in Atlanta. So, and it's like 4 hours and 44 minutes away, literally, from the Airbnb I'm in. Okay, so we are headed there, and I'm going to be spending a week there in an awesome cabin. It's one that I've used before. The owners know me. It's known for having scribe angels that hang out, and I'm going to be spending a week there working on my book and finalizing things, because it's being slated for January 2025 release with Charisma. And so I have some stuff that's got to happen, and I need to sit with the Lord and just do that this week. And so I'm going to go sit there and go hang out on the mountain a little bit, you know, hang out with some angels and have a great time in the glory. But I'm going to be writing and working on stuff while I'm there. And so, but I wanted to release the word that I released over Atlanta. This is a prophecy over Atlanta. And so, very excited. It's 2 words, and I'm going to read them to you. I released them Friday night and Saturday night of the event. And typically, the way I roll is I will not release a prophecy that God gives me over a territory or a region when He sends me there, because I won't release it until I'm there, because to honor the people that live in the territory, I release it in person first to them, those who show up to the event, and then I'll get on my social media and release the prophecy worldwide, basically. And so this is the prophecies I received over Atlanta before I came to Atlanta. And so, and I'm just going to read them to you, and you're going to be very blessed, Georgia, by all that the Lord's going to do. And you guys need to buckle up. You always have to buckle up before he's about to do a thing. And so, because we always see, oh man, God's moving, revival. Yeah, well, revival starts with repentance. It starts with consecration. It starts with the fire. It starts with usually demons manifesting, cleansing, exposure. Like, people want to skip those fun things that are necessary. And it's important that we understand there's a process to God pouring himself out in revival, the glory, the shaking. There's a reason for it, you guys. And typically, he deals with us as the body of Christ first. We can't lead revival or lead taking anyone else up the mountain if we're not on the mountain ourselves already. And God has to remove a bunch of junk from us. And so he has to move stuff out of his way first. And so sorry guys, my phone is on do not disturb. Hold on, let me do this real quick. Okay, let's see if that helps. Okay, sorry guys. Okay. I turned everything off. It's still going off, okay? I'm not opposed to the fact that it could happen anyway, even if I turn everything off. So, but God has a mighty plan for Atlanta and Georgia. And so let me give you a little history before I release the words. So when I had come through Atlanta in December, I was at the Smoky Mountains for a week in a cabin at Christmas. Always a lot of angelic activity everywhere I go, in my house, but even when I go places. And so I was there with my family, and we were having a lot of angelic manifestations and visits and everything. Well, then on the way back, we decided to stop in Atlanta and stay the night because my sons wanted to go to the aquarium that's here in Atlanta. And because it's supposed to be the best in the world. And so we stayed overnight to do that. And as soon as I got into Atlanta and I got into my hotel room to get settled, immediately my hand started oozing gold dust, like it was painted on. And it was getting on everything I was touching. And I was just like, whoa. And I knew something major was up. And I was like, man, Lord, you love Atlanta. And so I knew he was going to send me back here to do something, because he made it very known by that manifestation happening. Okay, so then we get a venue that is what's called the Golden Door. We can't make this stuff up, you guys. And there are a lot of other things happen to lead the way on getting me here, but we will not discuss that, you know, in this video. So, but God was very intentional on me being on the ground in Atlanta this last weekend of the 26th and 27th for whatever reason. We don't get to know it all. We only get to know in part. And so I don't know what all else he's doing, and why it had to be this weekend. And so how it came about that it was this weekend was because Kenya got moved because of my ribs, being broken basically. And so Kenya was moved, and then I was going to actually be here the 3rd and the 4th of May. And then that night the Lord gave me a dream, and in the dream I said to myself out loud, you know what, I think I'm supposed to be in Atlanta a week sooner. And I woke up, and so then I knew the Lord was like, Liberty, this is your appointed time, is the 26th and 27th. So I changed the dates and we made it the 26th and the 27th instead of May 3rd and May 4th. Okay. So he's very intentional, you guys. And I say all that to help you understand how important it is that with prophecy, times and seasons, that we do everything in his timing. He literally means business. Like, he did not want me coming this next weekend for whatever reason. And either way, I could have come to Moravian Falls after, but for whatever reason, he wanted it to be this weekend. So that means the words I release are very powerful and important for you, Atlanta, and all that God's going to do. And he needs you to have hope restored. He needs you to know you have not been forgotten. And so no matter what things have looked like in the last 4 or 5 years, you have not been forgotten. Amen. Okay. So this is the first word that he gave me. As he had me just praying for Atlanta and I was focusing on just hearing his heart for Atlanta, Lord, what are you doing? And this was about 4 or 5 days before I came. And he very rarely gives me, anything when he sends me, like years in advance. Typically, it's, I just trust him and he shows up and he gives me what he tells me what to say when the moment's there. I'm not really worried about it. I just go and flow. So basically, this is what the Lord told me. He said that during the fire and glory nights, he wanted me to focus on healing, restoration, and a return of what the enemy has stolen. Stolen from the people of God there in Atlanta and that territory. The Lord has already set the territory that the Lord has already set aside for a mighty work in his name. The enemy has attempted to run my people out of town. He says this in quotations. Out of town, out of the territory. But I've been planning and plotting a glory explosion of mass proportion to come to the region. Poverty and crime and unrest will begin to be reversed and make its way out of the territory. Georgia is my territory, and the enemy has been trying everything to take it over through unrest. He says in quotations, unrest. But I'm restoring rest to my people in Georgia. The enemy will return the land that the enemy has stolen through fear, confusion, and unrest. A true heart of unity will be brought. Many others have also been called to the region to bring a glory explosion. The next step, the next step is to bring in my apostles to leave deposits in the region. So he's saying many have already been called here to come, and they're already here. They've set up shop here because God told them to. And then there's others he sends in to leave deposits. And he says some are and have been called to remain in the region to see the work through. And some will be brought in to do a temporary work of shifting atmospheres and lifting heavy loads out of my way. And so the Lord needs you to know, Atlanta, and I'm going to speak on this word for a minute, and then I'm going to give you the next word, and then I'm going to release impartation of fire. Okay. Hang tight in the glory. just giving a warning to my driver. So she's already hanging tight, you guys. She's like holding the steering wheel. Okay. So here's the thing. He is going to be reversing what the enemy has brought in. He's in the process of preparing a reversal. And so everything that the enemy has intended to bring in crime, to bring in division, unrest, poverty, he said, I'm reversing it. And I'm going to begin to bring in the opposite of what the enemy stole. Instead of poverty, there's going to be abundance and prosperity in the Lord. And that comes in many forms, you guys. Everyone wants the wealth transfer to be $1 million in your bank account. But wealth can be joy, the joy of heaven. Anything heaven offers is the wealth transfer. The wicked things moving out of the way and the things of heaven coming in place, that's the wealth transfer. And it's worth more than gold. It's worth more than anything. And so we want it to be mega bucks. You know, we want it to be a Mercedes Benz. I don't know what your big wishes are. I wouldn't want Mercedes Benz. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of anything necessarily. I'm a Sequoia Toyota kind of girl. So, because those are big and they protect you. When drunk drivers want to hit you, you don't die. Okay? Been in two wrecks, lived. Almost died in one, but I lived. Okay? So, no baby luxury vehicles for me, because a Sequoia will crush you like a tin can. You ain't cool. I'm just saying, okay? So if you have a problem with that, get rid of the sports car, because if you get in a wreck, you're going to die. Okay, now that I've given you car advice, only because I've lived through many car accidents that the devil intended to kill me and get rid of me. And I did not, because I was not in a baby luxury car. And I wouldn't be in one anyway, because I'm not a fan, okay? So, whatever the abundance is, the prosperity, it could be your prodigals coming home. It could be healing in your body. It could be healing for your spouse. It could be healing for your loved ones, for your children, that could be battling cancer. I mean, we don't know what the abundance of prosperity looks like, but typically it's not what it is in the world, guys. And it's not what we have gotten used to connecting to wealth. That is Egypt and it's carnality. Now, God does bless us financially, amen, but not to have, you know, worldly riches. He usually blesses us so we can be a funnel for his kingdom and for it to be used for his kingdom. And it doesn't mean he doesn't want us to have nice things. You guys, don't get me wrong, okay? He wants you to have a decent roof over your head. He wants you to have a car that works, maybe even with a warranty. I do. It's like, so I'm not saying that he doesn't want to take care of his people well. We're not supposed to live in poverty. We're not supposed to have a poverty mindset. But he wants to reverse that in Atlanta and in the Georgia region, because that's not his heart. What we see with our physical eyes is in Atlanta is not his heart. And we had people contacting us. They were like, this area and that area is high crime. And I'm just going to be funny for a second. Well, you know. But, you know, here's the thing. When you pull up the crime map, it's all orange. All of Atlanta. You got to be like an hour out of town for it to quit being orange. And it's like 1 acre somewhere. For real people. Okay. So the thing is we don't avoid places because of what the crime map says. We go where Jesus tells us to go. And so we were very well protected where we were. We had no issues. And so, you know, we have to do what we're called to do and believe that we have that protection. Anyway, the thing is I believe that the Lord is going to change that. The crime map, everything is going to be reversed, you guys. Poverty is going to begin to be reversed and unraveled. Unrest is going to become rest. Where there's been no peace, he's going to bring in peace. And so this word is a prophecy over you that this is what's coming. His glory explosions are coming. But here's the disclaimer that the Lord has for you. When the glory comes, so does the shaking. So does the cleansing. So does the exposure. It has to happen. Now, that's the part we always don't like, and that shakes us. So let's say you're super obedient and you're pure of heart and you're doing it. You're all on fire for God and everything. But then you're going to start seeing a shaking in your family. And then all of a sudden, family members that you thought were with you, they ain't with you. And they start slowly getting plucked off and disappearing from your life. And it is not easy to go through that transition. It's wretched and it hurts. But man, when it's done, you feel the peace when you get through that. There's always more to come, you guys. That transition each time you become stronger in Him, you receive more revelation. You grow in the Spirit. You grow in the glory. You grow in the fire. That is a precursor to the beautiful, wonderful things that come with a glory explosion. So you all need to buckle up, because you need to hang tight and trust what God's doing, because it will never come without a shaking first, without an exposure, a sifting, a cleansing. And it hurts, you guys. And I believe it will start in the churches, because it starts with us. And then it will make its way out as those healthy people in those ministries that, you know, have way less Jezebels, way less Absaloms, way less tares among them. Then now those bodies are going to be able to go out in purity and begin to participate with the Lord to reverse poverty, to reverse the unrest, to reverse the crime. Amen. And so we participate with the King on doing that, the local churches. And so I don't have a local church, but I used to be a pastor of a local church. And the pastoral gifting, if you could say, is still there. And the heart that I had and the running of it and the reaching people and the evangelism and everything involved with it. And it's a beautiful thing, but that's the local churches. It flows from there. I mean, that's your call. And then people get saved, they come in, and the damage begins to be reversed, you guys. One person at a time, one sheep at a time. And so it's important that we understand the orderly protocol of heaven, that when the glory comes in, it ain't just gonna be gold bars are falling from heaven and everyone's gonna be floating on a fluffy cloud. No, he's gonna come in with consecration and exposure, because there's stuff that's in the way that's causing the crime and the poverty and the unrest. Those things have to be flushed out. And his people have to partner. So I'm going to ask you to partner with this word, Atlanta, and all the body of Christ in Georgia, and declare that it is so. The Lord has said, he has spoken, that crime's going to be reversed. Poverty, fear, confusion, unrest, it's all going to be reversed. We declare it in Jesus' name. And so this is the second word that he gave me for Atlanta. And so, well, it was a prophetic vision. So he gave me a prophetic vision of a boot and a hammer. And I was like, I mulled it over for like 3 days, because every time I went deep into prayer in the morning, it was like a boot, a work boot, a lacing work boot, and a hammer. And I was just like, okay. And I just like kind of brewed in it for like 2 or 3 days. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I just, you know, this is how he speaks to me, you guys. And he's really funny, because he knows I don't go into it with any preconceived ideas. I quit doing that. I don't go, I'm like, okay, what does a hammer mean? Okay, work boot. What's the prophetic meaning of a work boot? I don't do that. I mean, I do after he gives me the word, and if I need to go deeper into the research, and I do that for dreams in a form, but I choose his interpretation. And so I won't give any preconceived ideas to it, because honestly, he is very weird. The Holy Spirit is very weird. Jesus is very weird, and he has the angels do very weird things. So because of that, I am just like, I'm going to wait for what you're trying to tell me, because this is very weird. So, and so basically the morning that he actually gave me the full prophetic word with the vision, he showed me a picture of a person putting on their work boots and tying them up, like to get ready for work, and then picking up the hammer, like their tool. Okay. And then this is the word that he gave me. The Lord said, the hammer and the boot must come. The hammer and the boot work together for a great victory. There is much work ahead for my people. It's time to truly put on your work boots and pick up your hammer and nail the enemy down. nail him down with the hammer of truth, the hammer of love, the hammer of victory, the hammer of joy, the hammer of trust in his will, the hammer of my true word. It's time to put your work boots on, my people, and pick up your hammer. This is for you, Atlanta. This is for Georgia, the body of Christ in Georgia. My will and my way is like a hammer. My victory is like a hammer, the same hammer that nailed me to the cross. This hammer that was placed in the enemy's hand as I was nailed to the cross is still at work. But you must pick it up, my people. Pick it up and nail the enemy. The hammer of victory still stands with the power. I can't read my own writing, you guys. Hang with me. With the power to nail the enemy to basically the ground, to nail him down. The devil thought he had me. This is the Lord speaking for himself, okay? And so this is how he's saying it. The devil thought he had me, but as he nailed my hands to the cross, death was defeated and salvation came. Pick up your hammer, Atlanta, and swing it, my people. And trust this hammer is victory. The devil thought he had you. The devil thought he had you, but God's hammer has come. Trust the hammer, trust its work, and nail him down, my people in Atlanta, nail him down. And so that was the word that he gave me. And the verse that he gave me with it was in Jeremiah 23, I believe it was like 28 and 29. And it talks about the prophet and the releasing of the word and how the fire comes to remove the chaff. And then basically the hammer comes to bust the rock to pieces. And so the Lord said, as I released the impartation of fire that over the people on the final night, I usually always do impartation of fire of some sort, but it's connected to the message or the prophecy that the Lord has for the region. And he said, this fire is going to come to do its work through the word that I come as a prophet to release to you. And the hammer is going to break to pieces the work of the enemy. And it's going to, just like the hammer came and nailed the Lord's hands and feet to the cross, the devil thought with every hit, he was destroying Jesus. But the whole time, he was being defeated by his own hammer. So the Lord's like, the hammer is here, you guys. The hammer is victory. Pick it up. Put on your work boots. Pick up your hammer and nail the enemy down. The same way Jesus was nailed down and the devil thought he had him, the devil thought he had you, Atlanta. But Jesus is setting you free. The devil thought he had you, but Jesus is setting you free. And the devil is a liar. And so we declare that you're going to take up your hammer. And so what I did is I gave everybody a hammer. Not while I prayed on them, that could have gotten crazy. But after I prayed on them and they all got off the floor and everybody was just sitting around in the glory, all drunk in the spirit, I gave them each a hammer and I explained to them that it's a prophetic picture of you saying, we will pick up our hammer and we will smash the enemy to pieces. We will nail him down because he thought he had us. But he's been defeated. He's a defeated foe, guys. And so I'm going to release an impartation of fire now over every person at the sound of my voice that was not able to be at the service. You're going to receive your impartation now. And you will receive it just as if you were there. I don't got to lay hands on you, although sometimes God has me do that. But that is, at this moment, you can receive it in faith, just like everybody who received it in person. So, especially if you're from Georgia and the Atlanta area and you're standing in for Georgia, I want you to basically lift your hands and get ready to receive your impartation. Position yourself to receive. This might not be the moment for you to be driving. Sorry, driver. This might not be the moment for you to be driving, or listening to this on the podcast. You're going to want to pause it, pull over or whatever, and prepare yourself to receive. Okay. You guys ready? I'm going to release some fire now. Get ready. You ready? Lord, I just release an impartation of your fire, Lord, to fill every person to overflowing. I release the fire of the victory hammer and the work boots, Lord. And I release your fire, Lord, to flood them from their head to their toe, to fill them up, Lord, to overflowing. Fill them up, Lord, fill them up with all the fire that you have for them, that they would know that your glory and your kingdom has come to Georgia and the Atlanta area, and that it is already here working. Oh, Lord, I release your fire over every person at the sound of my voice. And maybe you're not from Georgia, you can receive some fire anyway. Lord, I impart to them this glory explosion. I impart to them victory. Woo! I impart to them the ability to participate with the Lord to reverse the damage that the enemy has done. I release that fire to overflowing and an activation of every gift that heaven has for you so you can be used for his kingdom on the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I'm going to calm it down a little bit because we got a little fire going on over here. Hey, she's keeping it. She's hanging tight over here. She's helped me at the altar for years. You have to get acclimated, guys. When I first bring, okay, school of ministry students, ones that I see the call on have to come in. I know your guys are all messed up in the glory right now, so just hang tight. But when they come in, and I can see it on them that God is going to really going to use them as a prophet or an apostle, I start training them at the altar, and they have to like follow me and do what I do and catch for me and all that. And it's just funny when students first start, they cannot handle it. And every person that's the first person that gets trained to hold my oil, they can't hack it usually. They have to like take a break and someone has to take their place. They'll start shaking and be like, my legs are about to buckle. I don't think I can do this anymore. And then you guys, I know it sounds really bad and not compassionate, but I just lean over because I did a lot of sports growing up, you know? So I'm like, you gotta hang tight. So I just look over them and go, you can do it, hang tight. You gotta get acclimated. Like, and I can't have a big discussion with them when I'm laying hands on people. Like, I'm in the glory doing my work and I'm trying to minister to people and I can't stop and like have a whole mentor meeting with them. But I have to I just tell them, hang tight, you'll be fine. And then they're just like, I don't think you're understanding. I am not fine and I am not gonna be able to hang tight. And I'm like, no, seriously, you can do it. Just hang tight, keep it together. Just don't drop the oil. And you know, if I'm having them hold oil anyway. So I love these moments, you guys. And Jesus is King. And Jesus is King in Atlanta and Georgia. And I want you to know I was honored to come and be a mouthpiece for him. Robin Weatherman from Tribe Activation, friend of mine, was honored to come and release a prophetic warfare intercession into the region. And we had an amazing time. Everything clicked together. Everything that the Lord spoke to her for the warfare times, she had no idea the words I was given, and everything I released went with what she was praying for, and it all clicked together and lined up. And we were honored to come here and leave a deposit in the land for you guys. Now you take up the mantle, you take up the fire, you take up the hammer, you put your work boots on, Atlanta, and you go do it. You can do it. You're gonna make it. Buckle up, for the glory explosion brings a lot of shaking first. Some of you have already been feeling it. Some of you have already lost family members to the pruning, to the wheat and the tares. Some of you have been feeling it, and you're like, man, this is getting super intense. Yes, we're in the last days. This is no joke. There ain't no messing around no more. You're either all in or you ain't in. There's two choices. There is no in between with Jesus. And so religion won't save you, and all these other things, works won't save you. I got a list. I'm not going to go into it. But we love you, Atlanta. I was honored to be here. And I'm looking forward to going to Moravian Falls and hanging out with the angels on a more intense level, because it usually is. And I can't wait to come on and tell you some angel stories, because I'll probably have some. And it'll be amazing, and it'll be fun. And I'm looking forward to it, spending time with Jesus and there. And, of course, I have someone with me, because I very rarely go anywhere alone. I do things alone, but like I don't travel alone because people are weird. So are males, ones that have no boundaries. So I do not travel by myself. So, it's the real deal out there, you guys. Well, let me tell you a story. Okay. I'm going to finish with a funny story. I know you guys are all in the glory now. I was on a plane on an international flight. Okay. And where I was sitting in business first class, and because I usually have to, for those flights, I do the business first class or whatever, because I have to be able to stretch out like a bed and actually get rest. And so, or I will be so trashed, I have to be able to get real rest. And so, because of that, and then there was others with me, and the way that we were split up, there was a non-person with me sitting next to me in the other seat. But like, they're not super close to you in that kind of flight, because there's like a barrier and a wall, and it's like up, and we're separated, and like there's a lot of separation, okay? And so this person, whom I did not know, but he was probably, I don't know, 42-year-old male, from London, but he was like, Pakistani, like Middle Eastern, but he spoke like he had a London accent. And because he was like, hi, so where are you traveling to? And I just was being nice, you know. And so now I just pray nobody talk to me, nobody talk to me, nobody talk to me, because I am nice. Okay. And I don't want to not be nice. Okay. And he was like, blah, blah, blah. And that was it. I said, I'm going to Pakistan to do ministry. I said that I was a minister. And then he had said he had just taken a group of students from the university. He's a professor, to go do whatever, whatever. And now he was flying back to see family in Pakistan and then go back home to the UK. That was it. No other conversation for this hours of flight, okay? Nothing. My wall was up. I'm sleeping, eating and sleeping. That's all. And 20 minutes before we land, he's, you know, it has a little buzz button. So like if you're sitting together as a couple, you can keep the wall down so you can talk to each other. And he's like, bzz, he buzzed the wall down. And I was just like, that's weird. And anyway, so in general, asked for my phone number and wanted to give me his phone number. He was clearly married and had a wedding ring on. I'm not joking, you guys. I can't travel by myself. It's just not safe. And so, and I was just like, the Apostle Liberty wants to throat punch you right now. And I literally was like, finding my words. I'm like, I'm really nice, typically. And how am I dealing with this? So, I literally stopped, like, for the Holy Spirit. I'm like waiting for the download. And I'm like, basically he asked for my phone number, wanted to give me his phone number, and said if I could find time, he would like to spend the day with me and take me out while I was in Pakistan. I am not joking. And he was 100% married. And I was just like, this is it, you guys. We're in the last days. Jesus ain't playing. That's what's out there. And I did not throat punch him. I wanted to, but I did not. I just waited for the download, and I just said, no, like to make a point. I was probably a little condescending, so I can confess that. And I was like, no, the pastors and apostles that I'm working with in the nation of Pakistan have me really busy doing ministry all week. No, thank you. Anyway, I was like, how many times can I say that I'm a pastor? Where does that say I should think it's appropriate to ask her out on a date when I'm a married person? Okay, here's the thing. So, I am going to hang out in Raven Falls, but not totally by myself because I don't want to deal with that, you guys. And I don't want nobody sitting next to me. And I don't have a spouse, so it's got to be an assistant or my sons. They go with me almost everywhere. And so when I went to Pakistan, the first time they were with me. And so because they're giants and they're my security. So ain't nobody going to mess with me with the giants going with me everywhere. So but still, me just not being by myself is very helpful. Even if somebody is not a giant and they're not 6'2 or, you know, 6'3, it's just safer for me not to be alone. So I'm going to go have a rocking good time. And we will keep you posted on the amazing angel stories that happened, because I had stories happening last time. And they literally were following me. And I don't know if they were the scribe angels, but I would leave every day to go walk. And then I would walk down the hill because I was on the mountain. And then I'd go to come back up the mountain, get exercise every day in between writing. And I would see right at my level along the trees, because there was a bunch of trees, the leaves swirling just right next to me at my level on both sides of the road. There was no wind anywhere else. And I would always just say, thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for being my protection. I see you. And so I always knew I was going to be fine. And so even on my crazy Moravian Hills mountain walks. And so anyway, I love you guys. I will quit jabbering now and let you go. Be blessed, everyone. Be blessed, Atlanta. Be blessed, Georgia. Pick up your hammer, put on your work boots, and get to it. The glory explosion is upon you. Amen and amen. Buckle up.